From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A jittery New Year's Eve in many major cities around the world. In Germany, Munich police have advised on Twitter and on their website that they have credible information about an impending terror attack there. People in Munich are urged not to gather at the central train station or a second one to the west. Terror worries have led Paris and Brussels to cancel fireworks. In Dubai, it sounded like any other New Year's Eve. But it was far from normal. Even as the display erupted above the city, Dubai firefighters battled a huge blaze at a luxury hotel at an apartment complex. NPR's Alice Fordham reports at least 14 people were slightly injured, one person was more seriously hurt, and one had a heart attack.
The fire at the Address skyscraper, a mix of hotel rooms and apartments, began outside the 20th floor, according to officials. Multiple teams of firefighters worked to put the fire out, but for about an hour, the side of the 63-story building could be seen blazing and billowing huge clouds of black smoke. As the fireworks show began at midnight, the fire had not been completely extinguished, and the crowds to watch the show were smaller than had been expected. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
Protesters marching against gun violence and police shootings in Chicago today say the bloodshed in the city must stop. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports as the march was underway, the city's top prosecutor asked the FBI to help investigate a double fatal shooting by Chicago police.
Everyone to sit down, shut it down.
A crowd of protesters laid in a busy intersection of Chicago's Michigan Avenue demonstrating against the gun violence that's claimed hundreds of lives in Chicago in 2015. That includes a 19-year-old college student and a 55-year-old woman shot by police this month. Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez has asked the FBI to investigate that double fatality. At the protest, activist Father Michael Flager says he's all for anything that will help.
I think it's good she's taking that step, but it's too late for her.
Many protesters have called for Alvarez and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel both to resign in the aftermath of deaths of Chicagoans during police encounters. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Failing to secure 1,000 valid signatures, Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley has not qualified for Ohio's primary ballot. Of its more than 1,100 signatures, only about 700 were found to be valid for the O'Malley campaign. O'Malley says he will campaign in Ohio regardless, and they are exploring their options. On this New Year's Eve, the closing bell on the New York Stock Exchange was rung by executives for champagne producer Moët & Chandon and Interbrand. The Dow closed down 178. The NASDAQ was off 58. This is NPR. Today's college football playoff features four teams trying to make it to the national championship game. The semifinal contest between number one ranked Clemson and number four Oklahoma is already underway. Tonight in Dallas, perennial contender Alabama, ranked two, plays number three Michigan State. With a preview of that game, here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
In recent years, Michigan State has been one of the usual suspects when it comes to competing for a national title. In basketball, the last Spartans football team to win the championship did it in 1966, but Michigan State's been trending of late. There have been impressive bowl victories the past couple of years, with head coach Mark D'Antonio and quarterback Connor Cook leading the way. Tonight, they face a stern test against perennial powerhouse Alabama. As always, the Crimson Tide features a dominant running attack, this one led by Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry, and a stout run defense. Alabama has given up some long passes. Cook may try to exploit that as long as he's not too bothered by a recent shoulder injury. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a male California condor back into the wild after the 35-year-old bird helped save its species. Named the somewhat clinical AC-4, the bird was captured for a captive breeding program in 1985. In all, the condor sired a total of 30 chicks and today was released near the same spot where he was captured at a canyon rim inside the Bitter Creek National Wildlife Refuge in California. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.